gathering at the U.S. Supreme Court today as it takes up abortion rights. We'll have a live report.
Changes are coming to two major roads in Fairfax County. I'm John Doman.
Loudoun County School Board on its commitment to equity. I'm Neil Augenstein.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in a Mississippi case that could pave the way for states to outlaw abortions for the first time in almost 50 years. Correspondent Jan Crawford.
With three new conservative justices, all appointed by former President Trump, who supported overturning Roe, some see this case as their best chance. And conservative-leaning states are ready. 21 states already passed laws to ban all or almost all abortions if Roe is overturned.
Mississippi's law bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Ireland and South Korea have just joined the growing list of countries documenting the Omicron variant, and it appears the mutation has been traveling the world longer than experts first thought. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Nigerian health officials say retrospective testing has turned up a positive case of the Omicron variant in a traveler who arrived in the Central African nation in October. Now, that's well before it was first reported in Southern Africa. It's not clear where the traveler had come from.
So far, Omicron has not been documented in the U.S. Newly released video documents moments of terror as shots rang out at a high school north of Detroit.
They can come out. Now, we're not willing to take that risk right now.
A teacher at Oxford High refusing to open the classroom door as police knocked. Officials say a 15-year-old killed three students and wounded eight. Junior Cassidy O'Neill.
When we heard the shots, it was just kind of like, yeah, I didn't understand that they were like gunshots. Like, this is something you see in like movies. Like, this doesn't happen at Oxford. Doesn't happen at my school.
Police say the suspect is not cooperating with the investigation. This is World AIDS Day, and President Biden is unveiling a new strategy.
The president says while the country's made remarkable progress in the fight against HIV/AIDS, more needs to be done to address racial and ethnic health disparities. UNAIDS Executive Director Winnie Byanyima.
The world agreed a bold plan that if leaders fulfill it, will end AIDS by 2030.
The Biden administration says racism is a serious public health threat, and the new strategy will focus more on marginalized communities to provide them more access to services. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
At the stroke of midnight, baseball could turn into a pumpkin.
That ball is gone!
The MLB's collective bargaining agreement with the Players Association expires without ratification of a collective bargaining agreement for the first time in 30 years. Signals possible trouble down the road. S&P futures are up 59. Dow futures ahead 326. This is CBS News.
Fever is the number one COVID symptom, so be safe with an accurate thermometer. Only Exogen is proven accurate in more than 100 studies. Learn more at Exogen.com.
8:03 here on your Wednesday morning. It's the 1st of December. Sunshine will fade later on today, and we'll have our high temps in the low to mid-50s. Hey, good morning. I'm Joan Jones.
And I'm Bruce Allen with the top local stories we're following for you this hour. Protesters on both sides of the issue of abortion rights are making their way to the U.S. Supreme Court this morning as the justices get set to hear a case challenging abortion rights. The case revolves around a Mississippi law that would ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The justices are also weighing disputes over a Texas law that bans abortion at roughly 6 weeks. We go live now to WTOP's John Aaron.
And Bruce, good morning. I'm facing the Supreme Court on First Street. I'm standing in front of a large group of abortion rights opponents, but if I move a few steps to my right, I'm in front of a large group of abortion rights supporters, although the two aren't necessarily singled out one by one. They're a little bit mixed. I'm seeing a ton of signs here, probably people numbering in the hundreds. And the signs, say everything from abortion is essential to abortion is murder, as you might expect. Right now, we're seeing a slightly stepped up security presence. They just put crowd control barriers across First Street, possibly to keep these groups separate from each other. In the background, you might be able to hear some dueling bullhorns as people try to get their messages out. And we also have dump trucks and water tankers blocking off First Street in another security move. As you mentioned, it issued a Mississippi law banning most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The state is asking the justices to overturn two key abortion rights decisions, including Roe v. Wade. outside the Supreme Court. Reporting live, John Aaron, WTOP News.
All right, John, thank you so much. And John will be out there throughout the day to report live from the scene. New this morning, a Maryland state trooper is in the hospital after being struck on I-270 this morning. This happened around 6:15 in the southbound lanes just before West Montgomery Avenue. That trooper was on a traffic stop when he was hit. Now, a spokesperson with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue says that the trooper was taken to a hospital with injuries but is expected to be okay. There have been some lane closures due to the accident. Keep it here on WTOP for traffic on the 8s for all the latest.
Earlier this year, Fairfax County put together a panel to study whether a pair of highways named for Confederate generals should get new names. Last night, a majority of those on the committee said yes.
The final discussion got passionate.
Renaming the two segments of Lee Highway into consideration would probably be a very divisive action, not a constructive action.
But in the end, the votes wasn't closed.
We're erasing stupidity and injustice and immorality. That's what we're erasing.
The Confederate Names Task Force voted 20-6 to rename Route 29 Lee Highway in Fairfax County and 19-6 to rename Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, with one person abstaining. Now the task force has to come up with some new names to suggest to the Board of Supervisors. They'll meet again to discuss that in about 2 weeks. John Dome in WTOP News.
What should equity look like in a school system? Loudoun County School Board is getting closer to putting it into words.
In the past 2 years, Loudoun County School Board has codified several policies to reduce discrimination, abuse, and harassment, and is now working on a commitment to equity.
The question is, do we still need a policy? And there was a resounding yes from the committee.
Some school board members, including Harris Mahedevi, say besides creating a welcoming, affirming environment, the policy should specify literacy.
The essential point was, how do you bring the equity of literacy, make them equitable for all students?
The school board will vote on the policy December 14th. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Coming up, two Virginia House of Delegates races are still undecided. We'll take a look at when the recounts begin. It's 8:07.
Why is the Novashar Cancer Institute the only health system in Virginia with proton therapy? Because we're pro-patients, with the most advanced options to treat their cancer. We're pro-convenience. Proton therapy is fast, painless, and non-invasive. And we're pro-team, with top oncologists and surgeons reviewing your treatment regularly. Innova Proton Therapy is pro-you. See if it's right for you at innova.org/pro-you.
Do you have a plan for fixing vulnerabilities listed in the new CISA directive? How long will it take to deploy patches across your organization with certainty? If you think weeks or months,